Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam at Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Kal Hey Simen Yutes, the series on the topic of Halachas Neiros, is sponsored anonymously. It's exclusive for those who are in Shidduchim. I do want to point out that, Be'ez Hashem, we will be completing the series on Halachas Neiros soon. We'll be starting the next series with the Halachas of Suda Shabbos and Kiddush. And those persons is interested in sponsoring, please be in touch with me in that regard. The Chayyadam says, Ein Tzarech Lahavev HaPsila. So that which the psila is made, the person does not need to scorch it beforehand. The word hivuv means to scorch it. We call makom noga lahadik psila lechabosa kneishat tia mechurechus betechas baha aryaf. The minig is that when you prepare the neiros, that is to light them and then put them out. And once you do that, so once the wick is lit, it starts to draw the oil is there in the wick. So when you light it a second time, it catches immediately. The first time that you light it, it takes a while till it actually catches, because it has to start wicking, it has to start drawing the liquid from the fuel source into the wick to light. So it's this way that when you actually light, it's going to, the lighting will be more quickly, it'll be a nicer flame, so there's a heater mitzvah in preparing the neiros beforehand by pre-lighting them. Avaf b'neir shekarach alav chelev oshava oisin kain. And this is true whether you're using oil, whether you're using a wax candle, so or a tallow candle. So either in those situations, he says the minhag is to prepare it beforehand by lighting it the first time. But he is pointing out that that's not halakhically necessary. If a person forgot to do it, they didn't do anything wrong. Regards to mitzvah halakhos neiros, they fulfilled the mitzvah halakhos neiros. They didn't do it the best hitter as possible, but that's still not going to be a ma'akev in the halakha. Regards to the person, if a person is always ma'akev to do it, so the person has to be very careful that it might get a halakhic status of a neder, because the person doing something for the purpose of hitter mitzvah, it is a form of a davar tov, and the davar tov, which a person does three times, even though one does not plan to make it a neder, it becomes a neder mirabbanan that's binding upon the person to continue to do so, unless the person speaks out be a neder, or a person does a Torah sedorim, that like we say in the language of whatever person, I did something a davar tov, I didn't say that should be a neder, so I'm going to be matter that. Not that the mitzvah, but the concern of the netter. So a person has to be careful about that concept. We're going to be skipping Simen Chaf, which discusses using different materials for the wick and using a certain type of a earthenware kli for the purpose of lighting it. Simen Chaf Aleph deals with what is the halachic status, what defines the act of halacha? You're being malig neir shel Shabbos. So at what point have you fulfilled the act of halacha? I can touch it lightly, it catches, the fire catches, and eventually it burns down the wick and it starts drawing oil from the fuel source. At what point have I fulfilled my responsibility to light? So as soon we will see Simen Chaf Aleph. So Chazal Masakin, Chazal defined that the act of hadlaka is lighting the majority of the visible or available wick. So if you have a wick, you have a large container of oil, and the container is 2 inches tall. You have a wick which is 3 inches tall. So the bottom of the wick is the bottom of the container. So 1 inch extends beyond the container. So a person has to light the majority of that 1 inch. That's the amount of the wick which is available to light. The part of the wick which is submerged is not available to light. So of the part of the wick which is extending beyond the fuel source, whether it's a candle, whether it's oil, the amount that's sticking up above the fuel source, that amount, the person has to light the majority of that to fulfill the halachic status of their doing a ma'isa halacha. So a woman is making bracha with a hadik neir shel Shabbos, and she puts her flame source, whether it's a candle, whether it's a match, whether it's some type of a a lighter or something of that sort. She puts it to the wick. Preferably, she should touch it towards the base of the wick. So this, when it catches, not just the top of the wick will catch, but the whole wick will catch a flame. And then the person has fulfilled the responsibility to light. Rov Hayotze. We'll talk about this more in the next year. Meanwhile, I have a good day.